home for the 80s, 90s, and more. WCFW-FM and WCFW-HD1 Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire. Streaming live on the free Civic Media app. CFW. '90s and more.
105.7 CFW.
Words. So crank it up and sing along.
Crank it up.
The Valley's fun music. 105.7 CFW.
Thank you.
90s and more. We're your place for fun music. 105.7 CFW.
Limit.
stay informed with the latest news throughout Eau Claire and the entire Chippewa Valley on our sister station, 93.5 The Tap. James Kelly and the WCFW News team has what you need to know every hour, 24 hours a day. For the latest news, talk, and discussion on what's important to you, count on 93.5 The Tap and WCFW.FM. CFW.
McKay and the best of the 80s, 90s, and more. CFW!
who's watching me.
This is 105.7 CFW.
Pretending not to see.
instead I pour the milk. I open up the paper. There's a story of an actor who had died while he was drinking. It was no one I had heard of. And I'm turning to the horoscope and looking for the funnies when I'm feeling someone watching me. And so I raise my head. She does not really see me, 'cause she sees her own reflection. And I'm trying not to notice that she's hitching up her skirt. And while she's straightening her stockings, her hair has gotten wet. The morning as I'm listening to the bells of the cathedral. I am thinking of your voice.
Silently still in the dead of the night. Although we both lie close together, we feel miles apart inside. Was it something I said or something I did? Did my words not come out right? Though I tried not to hurt you, though I tried. But I guess that's why they say every rose has its thorn. Just like every night has its dawn. Just like every cowboy sings a sad, sad song. Every rose has its thorn. She said, love's a game of easy come and easy go. But I wonder, does he know? Has he ever been like this? And I know that you would be here right now if I could have let you know somehow. I guess every rose has its thorn. Just like every night has its dawn. Just like every cowboy sings a sad, sad song. Every rose has its thorn. Though it's been a while now, I can still feel so much pain. Like the knife that cuts you, the wound heals, but the sky, that sky remains. I know I could have saved the love that night if I'd known what to say. Instead of making love, we both made a separate ways. And now I hear you found somebody new, and that I never meant that much to you. To hear that tears me up inside, and to see you cuts me like a knife, I guess. Every rose has its thorn, just like every night has its dawn. Just like every cowboy sings a sad, sad song. Every rose has its thorn.
CFW. Remember this one?
Call you up in the middle of the night, like a firefly without a light. You were there like a blowtorch burning. I was a key that could use a little turning. So tired that I couldn't even sleep. So many secrets I couldn't keep. Promised myself I wouldn't weep. But one more promise I couldn't keep. It seems no one can help me. Somehow all seemed worthwhile. How on earth did I get so jaded? Life's mystery seems so faded. I can go when no one else can go. I know when no one else knows. Here I am just a drowning in the rain, with a ticket for the runaway train. And everything seems cut.
Track. Runaway train burning in my.
made it easy for you to listen to 105.7 CFW wherever you work. Download the free Civic Media app. Find CFW, then stream us anytime, anywhere.
Wisconsin has many state symbols, but did you know there's an official ballad?
Oh, Wisconsin, land of my dreams.
Oh, Wisconsin, land of my dreams. Composed by Sherry Sarazin.
I don't think it was an hour, and I had the music matched up.
With long-ago help from her grandmother.
She wrote a poem in the late 1920s about where she lived in Wisconsin.
And it's now the state ballad. So are these also official Wisconsin symbols? The Kringle, Wood Violet, American Water Spaniel? The answer coming up. The official process can take years and includes advocating the legislature to make it law. Now, along with the official ballad, are the Kringle, Wood Violet, and American Water Spaniel also state symbols? Yes, each is a celebration of the state and a slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this Civic Media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of Civic Media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. We're examining Deceive, Disrupt, Deny, a new report which games out a likely election subversion plan by partisan extremists. With an effort already underway to spread baseless claims of widespread non-citizen voting, extremists may again be motivated to confront voters and election workers. Legal and physical protections for voters and election workers have been strengthened since 2020, as have consequences for harassment and intimidation. But experts from election watchdog Protect Democracy think surveillance of ballot drop boxes and voter and election worker intimidation by election denier groups may continue to be a factor. Voters can also expect to see more partisan poll watchers looking for opportunities to object to a voter's eligibility or obstruct election procedures. Some of that obstruction may happen in the courts. Protect Democracy reports that state parties and the Republican National Committee have over 100 pending lawsuits over election procedures, including challenges to mail-in voting, voter registration purges, and hand counting of ballots. Almost all states are better prepared for the potential of threats, intimidation, or violence, and most states have increased transparency to tamp down conspiracy theories. But what happens when the candidate baselessly denies he lost? More on that part of the subversion plan in our next report. We've linked to Protect Democracy's report, Safeguards and Remedies, at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Weather is sponsored by Peck Roofing, Inc., veteran and locally owned and operated. Learn more online at PeckRoofingInc.com.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Saturday is Drug Takeback Day in Wisconsin, and over 150 events are planned around the state. Drug Takeback Day aims to give residents a chance to get rid of unwanted or unused medications safely, with the hopes that disposing of the drugs will decrease the risk of substance abuse issues developing. If residents with unwanted medication can't make it to one of the events, there are also hundreds of permanent medication drop boxes across the state. Officials also say the unwanted medications should not be flushed. Rice Lake Fire Department officials are still working to determine the precise cause of a fire that destroyed multiple businesses last week. According to a press release, fire officials have ruled electrical and gas out as potential causes of the fire, but the official cause is still undetermined. The fire started on East Messenger Street on October 17th at around 3:40 p.m. and took crews several hours to get under control. The building that housed Kitchen and Floor Decor Warehouse, Finewood Inc., Cheese Louise, and Agonic Brewing was completely destroyed. A wrongful death lawsuit filed against the city of Augusta and Eau Claire County has been dismissed. The lawsuit was filed by the estate of Tyler Meyer, who was killed by an Augusta police officer in 2019. According to court documents, the owner of the property called the police when Meyer came onto his farm naked and acting erratically. When he attacked the responding officers, an Eau Claire County deputy tased and pepper sprayed him to no effect. The Augusta officer then shot and killed Meyer, claiming he feared for his life during the attack. Chippewa Valley Technical College has approved a flat tax rate, keeping area residents off the hook for an increase. According to a press release, CVTC officials say the school saw new construction in the district and property values increased by about 8%, which led to the flat rate decision. The tax rate will remain at 66 cents per $1,000 evaluation, so local residents with a $150,000 home will pay just shy of $100 to support the college for the 2024-2025 school year. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
Chippewa Valley weather. Mostly cloudy and a bit breezy today. We'll get to around 70 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, down to 59. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sunshine. Still breezy and warm with a high of 80. We will cool down with some scattered showers later this week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 46.
CFW.
To walk along with me, and every step I take reminds me of just how we used to be. Well, how can I forget you, girl? There is always something there to remind me. Always something there to remind me. Shadows fall, I pass a small cafe where we would dance at night. And I can't help recalling how it felt to kiss and hold you tight. Oh, how can I forget you, girl? When there is always something there to remind me. Always something there to remind me.
Coming out of left field. Sunshine.